tell us what all the hooting and hollering and fun was about, or is it a secret?
Oh, no, we're just practicing, having a good time. Alvin McKinley had a baby girl this morning, so that's, I heard a little hooping and hollering for that, but we had a couple of our tight ends go against our safeties on that goal line, throwing the fade route, so a little competition out there.
There's a lot of babies coming around lately, aren't there, on the team? Nick's little boy.
And man, you're really short, aren't you? You're really short. <aren't> you? Yeah, we've had a few. We've had a few here in the last month. That's great, though. He about 3:30 this morning, so he just, you know, he got to practice on time, so I'm sure he's a little tired.
Speaking of short, your former Hall of Fame quarterback was a pretty good player. Now John Elway is coaching his son at Cherry Creek as the quarterback's coach. Any advice you have from him as you being his former coach?
No, I talked to John about it not too long ago, and he was excited to do it. He's been coaching Jack, though, since he's been 5-6 years old. You know, he was a coach when, God, back there, God, it's got to be, seems like that's got to be 10, 12 years ago when I saw him coaching him in Pop Warner. So he's always been there for the kids, and I'm sure Jack's excited to have him coach.
Does he have the makeup, in your opinion? To be a successful coach?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to take a lot of work, obviously, the fun of. No, they'll do a great job. I'm just glad John can get it in. I know it'll be great for Cherry Creek, but his expertise in that area, or just in football in general, should be a big lift to the team.